Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
If you have eloped, if you ever eloped, because this is the time of year now that we start to get the emails from Burt Show listeners that are getting married and that are so frustrated by the whole process that they seriously are starting to consider just taking off, going to Vegas, doing something in the Bahamas, just get up and go and deal with the ramifications of it later on.
Yeah, let the florist keep the deposit and get out of there.
And if it was one email that we got or two emails that we got, we probably would just sort of blow it off. But this is the time of year, I guess, because everybody's getting married now and those pressures are intense. People are seriously thinking about taking off.
Isn't it June and October? Like, aren't those big wedding months?
Yeah, I think so.
So this would be the October round of people who are like, uh-uh. They maybe just went to all the June weddings.
Right.
And were like, I don't want to deal with that.
So I'm curious if you were giving advice to others, would you endorse it or would you say it was the biggest mistake of my life? My family was so pissed that I shouldn't have done it.
So elope means like you can plan to elope, right?
You're taking off. I mean, for me, a classic elopement is you're leaving and no one really knows about it. You just take off, you go to Vegas, and then when you come back, you say, hey, let's do something now, but I got to let you know that we got married in Vegas over the weekend, or we went to Mexico, or we planned it ourselves, never told you guys about it, and
gotcha.
Now we're back.
Okay. And it doesn't mean like, hey, I just met you in a bar at 2 o'clock in the morning, no. We're getting flights to Vegas, and going to go tie the knot.
No.
This
got
is the
it.
Person you are engaged to.
Right.
And you could certainly understand why. How much it costs now to get married? $28,800.
That's the average from last year.
And
so it's just going up from there.
By 2012, experts are predicting that's going to go to over $31,000. So I can understand financially why you'd want to do it also.
It's a brand new car.
Yeah.
Could be two brand new cars. Or a brand new car and two tanks of gas.
Anna has eloped before. Hey, Anna.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. Give us the definition of you eloping.
Us eloping. My husband and I actually just went to the courthouse, did something small, and had a party at home with a couple of close friends and went to Discovery Cove, and that was eloping. My parents gave us money and friends kind of gave us money, but it was so much easier than actually going out and getting married and planning and stress and all that fun stuff.
Did everybody know, though, you were going down to the courthouse to get married?
No.
Okay, that's what we're looking for here. All right, so you guys, the stress was just getting to you guys, and you're like, forget it.
Yeah, we just said, you know what, let's just call it a day, and we kind of looked at each other at the same time and said, you know what, that's just too low. And so we did it about 6 months earlier than we were supposed to get married and eloped and called it a day.
Would you do it again?
Oh, yeah, definitely, because my sister's gone through it, and she actually lives in Kansas, and we had the wedding in Atlanta, and it was just so much stress, and the stress of my friends and everybody that has gone through, you know, planning a wedding, I just don't think it's worth it.
How did your parents react once you told them that you were already married?
They knew. My parents knew that I was getting married. I just didn't tell friends and family because once we started involving everybody, it's, okay, well, we'll come to the courthouse. Okay, well, we'll come to the courthouse. And it was just, instead of hurting feelings, we told my parents, told my sisters, and did that.
Did he tell his parents, too?
His parents are both dead.
Oh. Who was most mad at you?
My best friend.
Really? She wanted to be part of it.
Yeah, but she was in the Air Force and she was already gone, but she wanted to be a part of it, and that's the whole part of, you know, the wedding. But it gets too crazy and tossing out the money, and my parents actually gave us a lump sum, like a check, and just said, thank you so much for not involving stress, and here's some money, and called it a day.
So, yes, you would endorse eloping.
Yes, okay. I would tell everybody it's a heck of a lot easier. Save your money. And, I mean, that day goes by so quick. I know that it's every little girl's dream, but once you go through the stress and the day goes by so quickly, you're kind of like, oh, well, that's it.
Thank you for calling. Rachel's eloped, and no one knew about it. Hey, Rachel.
Hey.
Good morning.
Morning.
How long ago was this?
I eloped in 2003.
Mm-hmm.
I would do it again. I think it was a lot easier. I went to the courthouse and didn't tell anybody about it. But you have to put an address down. And I put my parents' address down because I was living with them at the time. And they sent the marriage license to my parents' house. Oops. And that's when everyone found out.
Oh, so they found out before the wedding or after?
It was after. Yeah. But we didn't tell anyone that we got married.
Why
not?
It was
a few weeks. We weren't ready to tell everyone.
You were scared.
Yeah.
Do they not like him?
What?
Do they not like him?
Well, not anymore. We're actually divorced. But
how long did the marriage last?
3 years.
And was part of the reason why you guys got divorced because your parents did not get along with him?
No, he was in the military, and it was not something we could handle.
All right, so even looking back at it, the marriage didn't work, but as far as eloping, if somebody came to you and asked you for advice, would you say yes, go ahead and do it?
Absolutely. It was so much easier. And like after it was over, I mean, it felt so great. Like you still feel like, you know, you're married. It feels great, but I would definitely do it again.
I can't really find anybody that says don't do it.
Really?
Yes. Hey, Barbara, you're on Q100.
Hey.
Good morning.
Morning, yeah. I eloped in 92, and nobody knew. Nobody knew at all. We went to Reno, Nevada, got married at the Love Chapel by the Reverend Love.
And was just the pressures of the wedding just getting to be too much, and then you just took off, or?
Yeah, it was actually my mother that made me do it. We were still in the planning phases of the whole wedding,
mm-hmm.
and she was acting like it was her wedding, and she and I have completely different tastes. I'm a little more subdued and classic, and she's very gauche, and so she just took over, and everything she wanted to do, I absolutely hated.
That is great. And so was your decision, and was your fiancé on board with it in like 2 seconds?
Oh, yeah. He was totally on board. Yeah.
I think most
of she was so mad that we didn't get a wedding gift.
Is that right?
Aww. Yeah.
How long did it take her to get over it?
It took her a few years, but she always thought it was that my husband's idea, and she's always hated him. So
looking back at it, would you endorse it, or would you say don't do it?
You know, I would. My mother and I had tension before the wedding, so it probably wouldn't have mattered who husband was. You know, it just, mm-hmm. Every other aspect, it was perfect. I mean, it was the way we wanted it to be, and we were very happy with how it was done. And, she should be thanking me. I saved her a ton of money.
No one is calling to say, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. So
really? Nobody regrets it?
Doesn't look like anybody regrets it. I'm still searching.
But you're still, everybody's going to have people who are mad. Like, they, overall, it was a good decision, but like, that girl's best friend was mad.
You figured they're going to get over it.
Right.
Good morning, Julie, you're on Q100.
Hi, my husband and I eloped last April, and we didn't tell anybody until about 4 months later.
Why a secret?
Well, just because we weren't ready to tell anybody either. I'm the baby of 7 kids, and we ended up actually having to tell them because I found out I was pregnant.
Okay.
So,
I understand the eloping. I don't understand once it's done why you can't tell your family you're married.
I think it's one of those things like, you know when you want to break up with somebody and you're ready to do it, but it just never seems like a good time? Or you're going to stop drinking and you start looking at the calendar and you're just like, it just never seems like a real good time to do it. You know you got to, but there's always something on the calendar that will give you the excuse not to.
Mm-hmm.
Is it like that?
Well, yeah, and my sisters were all excited about planning my wedding and everything, and I mean, it was going to be huge, and I just couldn't get up the nerve to tell them we had gone off and done it.
And you endorse it, or you regret it?
Definitely. I definitely endorse it.
Endorse it.
Right, I would do it again.
We found one that regrets it.
Okay.
All right, but as a general rule, if the Burt Show was going to make a general statement, it's like if you're thinking about eloping and the pressure has gotten to you, 9 out of 10 are calling saying they did it. People were mad, but they endorse it.
And they do it again.
But not Sarah. Hey, Sarah.
Hey.
Good morning.
Regret it.
How come?
Because none of my family knew for a year. We kept it a secret for a year. And when they found out, it was more hurt than anything. And I don't think my mom's ever really got over me getting married and not telling her.
How long ago was your wedding?
It'll be 4 years in August.
4 years, and she's still not over it.
No, she just was hurt that she wasn't there.
Did you do any sort of follow-up ceremony, party, event type thing that she could be a part of?
Yes. They threw us like a wedding, and all my family came down from New York. And I mean, it wasn't big, but it was big enough. I think it made her happy, but she wishes that she could be a part of the first one.
Do you have sisters?
I have one sister. She's older than me.
Okay, and she got married already?
No, she's getting married in September.
Okay.
She's got 3 kids, and she's not married yet, so
she's not allowed to elope. Mom will not have that.
She's changed to her mom until the wedding day.
Yes.
It'll probably been better if she did elope, but
this part I can understand, like how you would regret that. I think I've told the story before that I didn't ask Stacy's dad for her hand in marriage. Because I thought it was just, I didn't think it was real. Like, even if he said no, I was going to go ahead and propose anyway. So it just felt like kissing butt. And looking back at it, A, he would have said yes. But B, it's his only daughter. And I feel like I robbed him of that's a unique experience. And I think it's probably one that he wanted in his life. And I feel like I took that away from him.
Did we ever ask that question, if there's anybody who asked that? And Dad said no?
Yeah, I think we have.
And how do you handle that?
It's going to happen anyway, Pops. Mm.
Yeah, my dad probably would have said no if he would have known.
So I could sort of understand from the parents thing, like how you're looking at it going, you know what? It's the experience that they're going to have. And I kind of robbed them. But 9 out of 10 said, yeah, do it. Do it, do it, do it.
Don't spend $28,000 or whatever the average cost
was. Save the $30,000 and save us the $30,000 and go to Vegas. Have a nice day.
Average cost. Let's go through some of these numbers right now. 28,800, as Jen said. The average number of guests now at a wedding, 167.
Yeah, that's average. I think that would be considered, like, small in some towns.
167?
I bet you had more than that at your wedding.
I don't think we did.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I'm almost positive. Stacy and I watched our wedding video a couple of weeks ago together, and I think she said it was less than 150.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Why did you watch your wedding video?
I don't know. We were at, She popped it in, obviously. And she's like, you want to watch it? And there's only one answer in that case when you're the husband.
Right. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
What else?
What else could I possibly want to do tonight?
I can't think of anything more fun than watch that.
Please turn off the game.
It took us 11 years to finally to watch it, but we did. The engagement ring average now is a little over $5,500. Your photography or your videographer, $2,500. The band's going to cost you $3,000. The rehearsal dinner is going to set you back about $1,100. The flowers, over $2,000. The wedding gown, I was surprised by this, $1,500?
Mm-hmm.
When you look at all the other expenses, that one wasn't even in the top five.
But some people spent $10,000 on their wedding gown and more.
Yeah.
The chapel or the site fee is $435. The wedding planner, only 17% of brides actually use one, but when you do, it's going to set you back $3,200.
Ouch.
For a wedding planner. Your bartender is going to cost you $3,000, and your honeymoon is probably one of your biggest expenses, $3,800.
Which is understandable because you want to get the hell away from all the stress that you just had spending the first $27,000.
And as I said before, experts are saying that by 2012, the number will jump to $31,000 for their average wedding.
The Burt Show. Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Menards 11% rebate is here. From lighting to lumber, from doors to floors, the bigger the project, the bigger the rebate. From painting projects to that new kitchen makeover and designing that outdoor space of your dreams, save big on any project you're tackling. Hurry into Menards for an 11% rebate on everything. Mail-in rebate is a merchandise credit check, not a point-of-sale discount. Redeemable on future in-store purchases only. Not on future purchases on Menards.com. See store for details.
Save big money at
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side, your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. And now, during our President's Day sale, take 50% off our limited edition bed. Plus, free home delivery with any bed and base. Ends Monday. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.